Your award-winning student radio station.
This is Your Raw.
Good afternoon and welcome to yet another Varsity Daily Show here on Raw 12:51 AM. It's the 2nd of March and today we're looking ahead to tomorrow's action. Tennis, hockey and badminton are what we can look forward to in Varsity 2013. Tomorrow I'm joined in the studio by Alex and Rick as we look to discuss those sports. We'll start with tennis as that is what we will be covering live on Raw 12:51 AM tomorrow. So make sure you tune in for that. Rick, there's a lot of tennis being played tomorrow. A lot of points are up for grabs. The men's first, seconds and thirds, as well as the women's first, will be playing. Each player will have a singles match in each team and then there'll be two doubles matches, and that will all get added together and eventually there will be points available for each separate team. So a lot of points available. Warwick, you know, need to do well because, as we say, it will have a big impact on the overall score.
Yeah, it's going to be a really intense day of sport, and as you say, it could be one of those sports that we look back on come a week on Saturday with the rugby finale and think, you know, that was kind of a day that won, or well, hopefully won or possibly lost it for Warwick. I know Cov have put a lot of time and effort into improving their tennis program over the last few years, so they'll be really pumped up for it, and it has the makings of potentially a fantastic day of sport.
Well, that was it, Alex. I was about to say Warwick have got a good record in the tennis, but Coventry, as Rick's alluded to, have put a lot of money in and have improved very quickly. I know that the men's first have had back-to-back promotions, which obviously is a fantastic record. So, you know, do you fancy that Warwick, with a proud record, will do well tomorrow? Or do you think that Coventry's momentum could see them pick up a fair few points?
I think so. Obviously it is history against up and coming. So hopefully we can edge this one and then look to next year to strengthen and to sort of follow in those footsteps in that respect. But it will be very, very, very tight come tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we don't want to focus on Coventry, never. We should never do that, obviously. But they do have a player in their ranks, Manuel Baines, who is an ex-professional who was at one point ranked in the top 900 players in the world. Now, 900 may seem like a lot, but in the world, I mean, Rick, that's not a bad ranking to be. And I'm sure he's somebody who we're going to have to look out for tomorrow and hope that Warwick can cause an upset against him.
Yeah, by all accounts, from what I've heard, he's kind of one of the top books players, you know, in the country. He's really, really a kind of a big standout performer, and you'd expect him to get his allocation of points. They've got a couple of players in the first team squad who are kind of on part-time degrees, kind of scholarships there, so they're kind of paid, part of their degrees paid to come to the uni and play tennis for Coventry. So that'll be worth looking out for. It's a weird situation because Warwick historically have been the better team, but at the moment we're just kind of at a level of consistency, just kind of going through the motions, and we've found our level, whereas Cov continually kind of, you know, they were below us in the divisions, but they're rising up, and yeah, it's really, really hard to call, I think. No idea which way it's going to go.
There is a lot of tennis to be played on the day, Alex, as we've said, men's first, men's seconds, men's thirds, and women's first, which means that sort of momentum will be built throughout the day. Do you think that could play a factor, you know, with obviously so much tennis being played? Do you think by the end of the day, when the men's first take to the court later in the day, if Warwick have had a good day, do you think that will inspire them? Or equally, if Warwick have, you know, not done so well, do you think they'll be even more determined to get some points on the board for us?
Absolutely. Momentum is key from the early on exchanges between the two teams. So looking from the lower sort of the thirds and the seconds, we'll look to gain momentum from that, and the women as well. It's going to be hotly contested for that as well, so everything will culminate in that, in those last evening matches, and I think it will be very, very tight.
Well, that's it. They are the matches that we'll be covering live here on Raw 12:51 AM, so make sure you listen out for that. And somebody who I'm sure will be at the action tomorrow and will be taking part and will be hoping Warwick can get plenty of points is tennis president Max Teeling. Isaac Lee spoke to him earlier in the week.
Raw 12:51 AM.
I'm here with Max Teeling, the president of Warwick Tennis, who will also be playing in Varsity. Max, as president, how proud are you to lead tennis into Varsity?
I'm really excited. Varsity is always a highlight of the year. It would mean a lot to sort of go out, 'cause it's my final year to represent Warwick for the last time and hopefully give the good showing.
Yes, you've had quite a few roles within tennis, haven't you? You were social secretary last year and now you're president and you're playing in Varsity. I suppose, you know, this really is the big one for you, as you say, your final year. Let's just give it everything.
Yeah, like tennis club's been a huge part of what I've done at uni. Obviously, last couple of years been involved in the exec, played teams for 3 years, so really looking forward to giving it a big, big performance because it'll be my last match for Warwick Uni.
Which team are you going to play in? Is it the seconds you said you were?
Yeah, I think I'll be playing twos varsity this year. Played second team for my whole time at uni, so it'll be good to represent them one last time.
Any memories from last year that you've got any revenge on your mind, or were you happy with how it went last year?
Well, last year's varsity was a roaring success. We pounded them 12-0 in the seconds, but they played really well to beat our first. So we've had some really tough matches against Coventry this year in the Bucks regular season. I've played against them twice, with another one coming up this Wednesday. Haven't lost a match yet, so I'm hoping to keep that up. But it's going to be a really good fixture.
Yeah, should be absolutely fantastic. As president as well, you probably have a responsibility outside of your own game on the day. I mean, how are you planning to manage that? Will you have to sort of give a speech or anything, or is it just up to you to concentrate on what you're doing?
Well, obviously as president, it's like my responsibility to lead the club in general everyday affairs in the eyes of Warwick Sport. But on varsity day, it'll be down to the captains, Chris and Joe, and Gemma for the girls. They'll be leading it. I'll just be another player on that day, as I am every Wednesday.
And how much would it mean to you to beat Coventry? Because as you say, this is your final match, and if you were to go out having beaten your arch rivals, who obviously we've got a huge rivalry with across the university, surely that would be the best way to bow out.
Yeah, as I said, it's my last match. Really, really would mean everything to go out on a massive high. Just take them down one more time. The seconds haven't lost varsity since I've started playing tennis at Warwick, so it'd be good to hold on to that record for as long as I've been here. And obviously, who doesn't love to stuff Coventry?
Absolutely. That's the key message. Brilliant. Thanks for your time, Max.
On 12:51 AM.
And online, this is your Raw.
Rick, Max sort of sounds quietly confident and he's obviously looking forward to it. How important is, we've sort of said, but how important is it that you stay confident in such an intense rivalry? It all happened throughout varsity, not just in the tennis, but that you look at Warwick as having such a proud history and use that as sort of inspiration and keep the confidence, because at the end of the day, every single point in varsity counts.
Yeah, I know, Max. I went to school with him and I know that he'll be really fired up for it, as the rest of the team will. Confidence is a huge part of varsity, I think, because, you've really got to go in with the right frame of mind. We spoke about it in the ice hockey, we were 6 goals down at the end of the second period, and it was important for the boys to come out and not let their heads drop and really kind of show some fighting spirit, and that's going to be crucial throughout the series. Momentum is key, and if we can kind of build up ahead of speed, get some good early results, then it should hopefully all go according to plan.
Yeah, there might be a little bit less physical fighting than there was in the ice hockey, but it could be similar in other manners. Let's move away from tennis then to the other sports that we're playing, being played tomorrow, shall I say. Hockey is the first one, and hockey is something that we have a fantastic record in varsity, Alex, and we'll hope to keep that up, obviously. And as we say, you can just reiterate it really, but every point is important, and if we do have the edge, as we seem to do in hockey, it's important that we make the most of that, and if cover the underdogs, make them feel like the underdogs, and make sure we pick up every point in hockey if possible.
Absolutely, this is the time to make all good players and all sports across the boards count. So hockey is definitely a key battlefield, and really one that we'll hope to win, I think.
Rick, just seeing that it's the hockey ball tonight. Now that's an interesting way to lead up to arguably the most important fixtures of the season here for Warwick, obviously versus Coventry. The in varsity, the rivalry is so busy. The rivalry is so intense. How do you think the guys at the hockey ball tonight will enjoy themselves? Do you think they'll make sure they have an early night so that they're prepared for the match, or do you think that they're going to go hard?
I highly doubt they'll be having an early night tonight, to be honest, Josh. You can see it two ways. You can say that it's unprofessional, but at the end of the day, it's a student competition. We are students. We like to drink. That is part of student life, and I like to think that it'll be a great team bonding exercise for them ahead of the big day. They'll go out there on the pitch tomorrow afternoon thinking, this is our big game, this is Coventry, and that guy was on great form last night, so I want to see more of that today in the game. And I think it'll be a good experience for them all.
Absolutely. I mean, what a weekend it would be if they had a great night tonight at the hockey ball, which I'm sure they will, and then tomorrow morning they go and smash Cov, and the perfect weekend, really. And the final sport that'll be being played tomorrow, and as we said, always every sport as important as the other, is badminton. The men's first and seconds will be playing tomorrow. The men's first captained by Jamie Ellis. The men's second captained by Alex Orfenau. I hope that I pronounced that right. Last year, certainly for the seconds, it was a comprehensive win, Alex. They won 8-0. They're pretty confident again this year of having a similar sort of thrashing, really, and we can hope for that. And as I said about the hockey, if you are favourites for the match, got to make sure that you make that sort of dominance count, haven't you?
I think so, yeah. And it was, what was key actually, was that they had a good weekend last weekend at Sheffield, and that they got further than they were expected to, so that's going to have given them really good a real confidence going into the Varsity match, and I think one that they can use in a positive light. I think
definitely. Absolutely, as we said, confidence and momentum huge, and if with them doing well last weekend, they're going to try and hope to harbour that this weekend. As for the firsts, Rick, probably going to be closer than the seconds, but again, you know, home advantage is going to count for Warwick in this, you would hope. Hopefully there'll be some home support from people living on campus, and it's all important. You know, we keep going on about it, but every point does count, and if it's going to be close, it could just be the point here or there in the match that makes the difference, and come Varsity Day we may be looking back and thinking, oh, you know, just those single points, those single moments, and this is what's going to inspire and hopefully push on our players tomorrow.
Yeah, composure is going to be crucial, because there's no doubt about it, it is going to be very, very close. Last year we won 5-3, but you know, the deciding set, the one that kind of clinched it, was won 30-29, so yeah, you're 1 point in it, which is, you know, it's really fine margins, and I think it will be again this year. The team, I think, has got a few less injuries than they had last year, which will be nice, really be at full strength. But I think, you know, the seconds might help as well. If the first can kind of see them go out and win convincingly, you know, feed off that energy that will be around within the players, within the crowd, and really look to kick on from there. And hopefully, yeah, should be a day of maximum points in the badminton for Warwick.
We've got to hope so. As you say, that could be one of the closer ties of the day. So if you do have the opportunity living on campus, make sure you go and see that. That's about all we have time for today on our Varsity Daily. But make sure that you tune in to Raw 12:51 a.m. tomorrow for the live coverage of the tennis from Coventry. Again, plenty of points up for grabs tomorrow. Every single match counts. Make sure you get behind Warwick as we try and retain Varsity for yet another year. And make sure you stay tuned into Raw 12:51 a.m. for all the Varsity action.
Listen and watch online at radio.warwick.ac.uk.
From SUHQ,
this is your Raw.